President Biden's State of the Union address last night ranged far and wide. He touched on the debt ceiling, police reform, the economy, and he got heckled by House Republicans.
Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy. I'll give you a copy of the proposal.
No, it's not the British Parliament. It is the state of this rowdy union. And to tell us more, we're joined by NPR political correspondent Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey there.
So it was fairly raucous. That's a fair statement. President Biden really sparred live on TV with congressional Republicans. Here he is talking about the national debt.
Nearly 25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out.
How did Biden do handling this Congress?
Well, it certainly was a more raucous State of the Union address than I think the country has been used to in recent years. And I think to some level, both sides sort of seemed to engage with it. The president seemed to be, fast on his feet and responsive to the heckling. And I think for Republicans, it gave them a chance to really voice their protest at some of what the president was saying. To the point that he just made, there is some truth there. And part of a huge contributor to the deficit is the tax cuts that were passed during the Trump administration, as well as, trillions of dollars in spending that was approved to address the pandemic. And it should be fair to note, a lot of that spending was with the support of Democrats.
Yeah. Now, there's also something of an unofficial launch of his 2024 re-election bid. We did hear the president say he'd, quote unquote, finish the job 12 times. What did you hear from Democrats about what he laid out?
Biden has had a fundamental problem, even with his own party, that there is a sentiment that he should not run for re-election, in large part because of his age. And I think his address last night might have been a relief to some of those Democrats that have those doubts that maybe he doesn't still have it in him. He was not only was he fast on his feet and responsive to sort of Republican heckling and criticisms, but he also laid out a pretty forceful and progressive agenda, that sort of a vision for the party that I think very much aligned, certainly at least with the lawmakers that were in that room, of what they wanted to hear for the president. I think A lot of lawmakers were actually quite pleasantly surprised by the level of energy that the president brought to the room last night.
Yeah, I mean, there was class politics alive and well. He presented himself as an average Joe. He brought up his dad and advice he gave many times. Do you think there was anything in what he said that could have some bipartisan support?
One issue that hits on both of those themes, right? Like, what could they actually do together? And also this sort of working class outrage that I think he tried to channel last night is he actually, surprisingly, I think, devoted a fair amount of time to legislation that would get rid of something called junk fees. I think almost everybody knows has been confronted with this at some time, the fees at airlines that they might charge you, or hotels or cable companies, saying we should essentially get rid of them, that, people don't like them and then it's hurting kitchen table budgets. And there is actually something there that I think there could be some bipartisan support for, because honestly, that just sounds like really popular legislation for most people in this country. But in terms of the big agenda items, I think a divided Congress makes it pretty unlikely they're going to get
pretty
many
odd,
big, bold items done.
Yeah. NPR political correspondent Susan Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.